Have you ever wondered, what are the most, interesting facts about the world? Man, today we're going to go through 50 of those, or at least we're going to try to get through 50. And Ezra, what else are we going to be doing today?
What else do we have today? Well, we have a fun movie review and a possible double feature idea from me. And we also have some good life advice, as always, on these Wednesday episodes from Mr. Ralph Tronchi.
Perfect, perfect. I'm excited. Let's get into it. So y'all are listening to
The Week's Peak, hosted by Ralph Tronchi and Ezra Molina.
All right, cool. So let's get started here, Ezra. So like I said, we got some 50 facts here. We're not going to get through all of them,
Oh no.
but right, but I mean, there are some interesting ones that I do want to touch upon here. And we're just going to start with number one here. And for all of you who want to look at the list for yourself, we'll post that link everywhere, descriptions and all of that good stuff, wherever you listen to. But I just want to dive right into here. Number one here, North Korea and Cuba are the only places you can't buy Coca-Cola. See, I don't know why that fascinates me so much, but I just feel like Coke is just like a such a I don't even know how you describe it. Just
Oh,
such a
it's just everywhere.
right.
It's like water. It's a staple of life.
Exactly. Exactly. I would never have guessed. I mean, I thought, you could get it all over the world, but apparently not. Apparently
I
not.
mean, it makes sense though. I mean,
Right.
with the Cuba embargo and North Korea being North Korea, it makes sense. It's still shocking though.
This is yeah. Just such a major just brand here, just left out of these two countries, man. Crazy stuff.
That is legally. They probably have
No, for sure.
some
Right, right,
smuggling.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right, let's see. Number two here, the entire world's population could fit inside Los Angeles. That right there just it shocks me a little bit, because we hear Los Angeles and we think this big city, right? But the entire world's population though, like what are we at now? We're at what, 7 billion?
Seven, I think it's 7.5,
Seven
almost
and a
eight.
half.
Yeah.
All in Los Angeles. That's crazy. Just in that one city. Damn, that's crazy stuff. But yeah, 7.5 billion it says here. Man,
Yeah.
7.5 billion, that's crazy to think about too. 'Cause it's like, we live in one city, right? And just zoom out of that one city and it's like, man, that's I don't know. That's crazy. That's a big number. Like, how does that even
I don't know.
you think about the world, you know, think like I mean it's a big world, it's a big Earth is huge, but it's like just when you get into that billion number, just I don't know, man. I don't know. But number three here, there are more twins now than ever before. So I know, I think in my life I've known, I want to say three sets of twins. I
Oh
don't know.
man, I've known five.
Five. Man,
Yeah.
that's crazy. It's like it says the rate began to increase by 1995, and in 2010 with 3.3%, the rate of that. This is crazy. So for every 30 babies is born a twin. Like that, bro.
Wow. That's a lot.
It's like out of every 30. Like I would have never thought the number was so big. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I
And
twin. Oh, no, go for it.
approximately 360,000 babies are born each day, apparently. So that's a lot of twins.
That is insane. Insane, man. See, this is why I love going through lists like this, because you learn so much and it just like I don't know. It does something, But let's see, let's keep going here. The hottest chili pepper in the world is so hot it could kill you. Okay. See, I could probably, I'd probably realize that, because it's like how are you with hot stuff, by the way?
With hot stuff, of okay, with like artificial hotness, like in fast food and stuff, I hate it. It makes my stomach hurt so bad. But just normal hot food, as long as I have like milk on standby, I can kind of handle it.
Right. That's cool.
What about you?
I mean, before I could, like, my tolerance for hot stuff was just not good. But after going to school with, like, most of them being Mexicans, like, now I'm able to take in some more. But I mean, I'm not, I don't know, but I get used to it nowadays. Let me see. Let's keep it going here. More people visit France than any other country.
Huh. I can believe that.
Uh-huh. Most people. Yeah, I can see that as well. I wonder what is the what's the second country here? Let me see. Oh, followed by the U.S., of course. Right.
Oh, yeah.
China, Italy. Italy. I want to go to Italy, man.
Italy is so cool.
Yeah, it's just... I like their architecture out there and all that. Like it's
The Vatican is beautiful. They have a lot of stuff going on. Good coffee.
That's true. The coffee, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see. Number six here. The world's most densely populated island is the size of 2 soccer fields. That is
wow.
2 soccer fields. That's crazy. 4 main streets and 10 neighborhoods, man. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. Sardines, man.
For sure.
They're packed in.
Crazy, crazy. Let me see. I'm gonna start going down the list here. Let me see. How about number 10 here? The world's quietest
That's what I was looking at.
The world's quietest room is located in Microsoft headquarters in Washington State. Microsoft, man. Silence is golden. It's crazy. How are you with silence, man?
With silence, like in the car, I can't handle it or anything like that. But just by myself, if it's just me, I can handle it. If there's anyone else, I will have to break the silence.
Right.
I can't take it.
Right. I'm in the same boat. It's like, how are you going to be in the same room with someone or many people and just not communicate? Like, not interact?
I just can't do it.
Yeah. But, and of course, there's some people who do. Just go for that silence, and it's like I can never understand it, you know. But it's like I don't know. But let me see. Does anything else stick out to you so far?
Anything else? Another little positive one: the Earth's ozone layer will make a full recovery in 50 years.
That
I can believe that.
That's something. Yeah,
it's already getting a bit better.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. Some layer. Let me see. What else is going on here? What is there's number 17 on this list here about bacteria. What is that number? 4 quadrillion.
4 quadrillion. I did not know you could do that.
I can't even comprehend that number. Like, what? Yeah. How many zeros is that?
Like, 4. I don't know. I think I don't
at
even
that point
know
you stop writing zeros, no?
Yeah, I think probably. Did you like... scientific notation or something.
Yeah. Oh man, it's crazy. Cause we don't think about stuff like that, like numbers that big or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But let me see. What about the next one down? People who are currently alive represent only 7% of the total number of people who have ever lived.
Man, that's actually more than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a bit. 7%.
7%. It's not a bad number. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Do we know how many people have you know breathed or on in this world? Yeah,
I don't know. Let's look that up.
Yeah, look that up because that might be a little interesting there. But
I mean, I don't know if you can even know that. I guess they say 107 billion people, somewhere around there.
107 billion. That's true. Like how accurate could that number be, like you mentioned? Yeah. But I don't know. Let's keep moving here. Let me see. Hold up. Number 19. This one I'm a little shocked, I'm not gonna lie.
Really? You're shocked about this.
I'm shocked about this one. Like Muhammad is the most popular name in the world. Muhammad though? Because I'm trying to think. Like, out of all the names in the world, like sure, Muhammad, it comes to mind, but it's like number one, huh?
That's a lot of Muhammads. I feel bad actually. That's a you have to go by like your last name or something in that case.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Damn. Let me see. Oh, this one I have heard of before. Only two countries use purple in their national flags. It's what's with all these countries, man, neglecting the color purple?
Yeah, man. Purple's sick. Is this flag, like, is that a pink one in the middle? What is that?
I was trying to figure that out as well. Like, I don't know.
That's a Bird. Oh, it's a bird or something.
Bird. Yeah.
Penguins are birds. That was close.
Yeah. Same boat there. Come on now. Let me see. What else? I'm going to start going down here because I feel like I've just been going just down the list here.
Sequentially. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. More than 52% of the world's population is under 30 years old. I feel like I've heard that somewhere, but at the same time, it's like, it's kind of interesting. Not going to lie. But.
Okay, here's one. All giant pandas in zoos around the world are on loan from China.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, from China. Dang.
So they're technically the property of the Chinese government. It's kind of cool.
I would have never thought that, actually. Like, to be officially, you know, from China.
Makes sense, though. Aren't they not endangered, but aren't they, like, something close to that?
Something like that, yeah. I think they are. But, shout out to pandas. I've always loved pandas, man. Like, yeah,
pandas are cool.
Yeah. Like, what is there to hate about pandas? Like, they're just such good animals. I don't know. Just
good, friendly little fellows.
My fault. Did you say anything right there?
No, I didn't.
Okay, my fault.
That's my
something bad. Happened to the call for a second. I don't know what that was, but
I don't know.
Perfect. Let me see. What else? There's 37. There's a website that tracks the world's population in real time. How does that work?
I don't know, especially for like not third world, but countries that don't exactly like log that information. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Huh. That's crazy.
The global adult literacy rate is around 86%.
86%.
That is lower than I thought.
I'm not going to lie. I would have thought it was, I don't know, maybe a little lower. I'd say.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I just have low expectations. Just
everyone in the world into account, maybe.
maybe. But let me see. Shout out to everyone who uses Facebook. I mean, they have more users than the population of the U.S., China, and Brazil combined. But wow. Facebook, man. Have you ever used Facebook?
I used to way back in the day. I used to have a Facebook account, but now I only have one just for my family to like send me things. I'm this close to deleting it. I don't even like Facebook.
Oh man. I think at one point I deleted like my initial account, but then I don't know, like a year ago I made another one just for the hell of it. Like,
didn't we used to be friends on Facebook? Am I making that up? Like, I think we were.
We used to do the dumbest stuff, like yeah. We used to make the dumbest accounts, and I don't even know, man. But let me see. What else? This is another one that I feel like I've heard before somewhere, but all the ants on Earth weigh about as much as all humans. That
I can see that.
Right.
A lot of ants.
That's true. Does anyone like ants?
I think ants are like kind of cool, but I mean, if I see one, right. I'm going to like flick it or something like out of my house. But I mean, they're kind of cool, like their existence, but they're gross.
Yeah. You know, I can never understand. People have like the farms and like they just keep.
Oh, no, going. I would never do that.
But like, I don't know. I'd probably, you know, just settle for a dog, maybe even a cat.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, I don't know if I'd go out of my way to get some ants in my house, you know. But I don't know. Let me see. Is there anything else you find interesting? Because I'm almost at the end of the list here. And
so am I. You know what? Let's get this one out of the way so we can end on a positive note. Mm. Nearly two people die each second.
Oh man.
That's kind of scary.
That for it to be two people per second, like that, like as we speak, you know, like people are dying. Like I'm laughing about, but it's like, oh my God, that's crazy. Like in the last 6 seconds, like,
yeah,
like 12 people.
I think I heard, I think like in years ago, I read online also that every time you blink, like on average, 6 people die or something.
That's crazy.
So that's it. That's a little food for thought.
That's crazy. Hey, like you said, man, just a great way to end the segment. Like,
oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh man. You know, but that's crazy. What about, think about like in the next couple seconds, one of us could die. Like, I don't know why that just dropped down. Like, yeah, but that's crazy. Gotta live life to the fullest every second.
Oh yeah,
you know,
food for thought.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, hey, that was something different. But you know, I was just tired of talking about all the sad stuff and all the depressing stuff going on. But
just the same stuff every week.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing with a weekly show too. It's like, you know, mostly gonna get the same stuff, but anyways, hey, we're gonna hear from Anchor real quick, and then Ezra, man, we're gonna get into your segment here.
All right,
Ezra, we're back.
Before
we go on though, I don't want to say it enough, man, shout out to Anchor. You know, go check them out, listen to some podcasts out there. They got some exclusive stuff, you know, they allow us to make stuff happen here at the Week's Peak. And also next few Saturdays, and of course next every Wednesday, you know, we always have bangers dropping every single week, twice a week, two peaks a week, you know. Make sure y'all are listening every single week. Make sure wherever you're listening, follow us. We're on all major podcast platforms, YouTube. Make sure to subscribe for all of you out there. And Ezra, man, take it away.
All right. Today I'd like to talk about two movies that would make a great, great pairing. One of which is free on YouTube right now, called Ghost World, directed by Terry Zwigoff. Ghost World is about two young girls who graduate high school. Two very cynical, nihilistic girls who go through their life and kind of go in two different directions. One has a job and is getting an apartment, and the other one is just kind of coasting by and making poor decisions. This movie has a very lo-fi feel. It's very, very indie in nature, despite having some heavy hitters such as Scarlett Johansson and Steve Buscemi. So it's got a great cast, great execution. It's a little tiny bit long, maybe for some people, for the type of film it is. But I think it's great, and I definitely recommend it. It's got a sick sense of humor, and I love it. And another movie, I think a little bit lighter fare that pairs with it, is some of you may have seen it. It's called Bottle Rocket by Wes Anderson, a famous filmmaker who has a very distinct style. It stars the Wilson brothers, who break into houses and rob things, and they're trying to hit the big leagues when it comes to stealing and burglary. And unfortunately, one of them falls in love with a Hispanic maid, and it shatters their friendship, and they have to rebuild. And this movie is extremely funny. It's extremely very, again, another lo-fi movie with very conversational type humor, but definitely worth watching, definitely fun. Both of these movies would make a great evening pairing with a nice popcorn and a Coca-Cola. So I definitely recommend both these features.
Nice. What was that? What was the second one you said it was called?
Bottle Rocket.
Bottle Rocket. Yeah. I have never heard of that. Oh, my.
It's a good one. Really? It's worth checking out. Yeah. I think it's a little underrated personally.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. See, all these reviews, man, and I keep forgetting to watch them. Like, but next couple of weeks, man, like I've set time aside just to do, you know, other things, and I'm gonna start diving into these movies.
Oh yeah, check them out for sure.
I know there's some people hit us up and saying they actually watched some of the movies you've talked about.
Oh,
and I forget who. I have to show you after the show, but there was someone who enjoyed, well, I can't remember which movie it was, but like people are enjoying it, man. So I'm glad we can.
Hey, that's what I love to hear. Yeah. Love that.
But and one common question too, someone asked,
okay,
like how are you, like the way you give these reviews, right? Like yes. They're like these professional levels, man. Explain to me, like how do you do it, man? Like how do you go into it like so well and all that?
I don't know, man. I really just go off of like bullet points in my mind of, you know, the things that were good or bad about the movie, and try to give them, because I could rant about them for so long, either positive or negative, but I try to keep them really succinct.
Right.
My thoughts on them.
Gotcha. Cool. Cool. Well, glad we can get this segment, because it's actually one of my favorite segments, if I'm being real with you. Like, mm-hmm. But cool. That's glad. Just a natural, I guess. You know.
Like, mm-hmm. Yep. Natural. Natural movie, man.
Love to hear it. Love to hear it. All right, cool. So we're gonna hop into our last segment here. Get some peer advice in here. So today I want to talk about having purpose. You know, because I feel like it's important. You know, when you're going through life and you're doing a lot of stuff. Because I had a conversation with someone. I don't know, maybe like a month ago. And we're just talking about purpose, you know, and because like you can go out, you can do so many different things. You can be a part of so many different things. But if you do it without purpose, then, you know, there really isn't much towards it. It doesn't really benefit anyone, you know, sort of like, you know, if you're going around, you know, without, you know, spirit, without all that, it's like, you know, there's really no use to your body, you know, almost. So just going out having purpose, you know. So if you're having trouble, you're feeling sad, you're feeling down, you're feeling, you know, all these types of things, try to find purpose, you know, because I guarantee you, once you do find that purpose, and once you do find the reason why you are going out, the reason why you are getting out of bed in the morning, then, you know, life will just go so much better, so much easier. Because once you find that purpose, you know, you'll find a reason to get up in the morning. You'll find a reason why to go out and why to continue doing what you're doing. Because without that purpose, without anything to fuel you, you know, there's really no point to being here, you know. And that's a struggle with it, you know, because if a lot of times we lose our purpose, and that affects a lot of things. It affects our life in general. So that's number one, you know. We go through a lot every single week in these advice segments. And number one thing that I always go to is time. But if there was another thing, man, it definitely is purpose. Because once you lose that, you know, there's really nothing to live for. And it's tough to wake up, you know. But once you do find that purpose, you know, life will just go so much smooth. It'll take away the cracks in the road, and it will just be a smooth drive. But just find that purpose. It'll take time, you know, to fully find what you're called to do. But once you find it, I promise you, life will get so much better. So yeah, that's my piece of advice for today.
Love that. Good advice.
Yes, sir. It's always tough, you know, just coming up with something to say every week. Cause it's like, you know, you got to think about what do they need to hear for this week, you know, and to have a big audience and be able to do that, man. So it's a blessing to come out here.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Sure. Very good. All right, y'all. Hey, there's another peak. You know, we hit these peaks twice a week, and it's like, oh man, you know. But it was fun. Thanks for joining me again. But you know what? I forgot this episode too.
What'd you forget?
I forgot. Well, I guess nah. We had a new intro, but I feel like there needs to be something else we need to say, you know? But I don't know. But I'm going to bring it up in the meeting today if we can come up with something. But, I mean, I don't. It's not really needed, but it's just like, I don't know. You know?
I don't know. Mix it up every once in a while.
Right. So.
Oh, but to what exactly? That's the hard part.
Right. Exactly. So, very good. So, that has been this week's peak. We overcame it. We'll see y'all at the next one. Same time, same place, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Any last words, Ezra?
No, that's it for me. Have a great week, everybody.
Yes. Great episode coming Saturday. Look out. All right. Until next Saturday. Adios.
Thank you.